Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Every day is a day of thanks. The Stoics saw gratitude as a kind of medicine, that saying thank you for every experience was the key to mental health. Convince yourself that everything is a gift of the gods, is how Marcus Aurelius put it, that things are good and always will be. And they didn't just mean you should do this on special days like Thanksgiving, which the U.S. is celebrating today, but on all days. Yes, it's great to be thankful for the usual candidates, for our families, for our health, for living in a time of peace, this being the first Thanksgiving that America is not at war in 21 years. To be thankful for the food that is laid out in front of us. But we should also find a way to say thank you for the less obvious things, for the setbacks, for the people who wronged us, for having our life disrupted by the pandemic, for the loss of a job or whatever difficulties we might be experiencing. That nagging pain in your leg, thank you. It's making me take things slow. That troublesome client, thank you. It's helping me develop better boundaries. That mistake you made, thank you for reminding me to be more careful, for teaching me a lesson. That damage from the storm, thank you. The damage exposed a more serious problem that I'm now solving. The pandemic, thank you for all that time at home for my family. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to restructure my life, to rethink how I do things. Thank you for showing me what is and isn't essential. And on and on and on. When Epictetus talks about how every situation has two handles, this is what he means. You can decide to grab on to anger or appreciation. You can pick the handle of resentment or of gratitude. You can look at the obstacle or get a little closer and see the opportunity. So as you gather around your family and friends this Thanksgiving or Christmas or any other celebration you might partake in, of course, appreciate it and give thanks for all the obvious and bountiful gifts that this moment presents. Just make sure that when the moment passes, as you go back to your everyday, ordinary life, that you make gratitude and thanks a regular part of it. Again, not simply for what is easy and immediately pleasing, but for all of it, for every day and everything. Funny how that works out. As for me, I would choose being sick over living in luxury, for being sick only harms the body, whereas luxury destroys both the body and the soul, causing weakness, an incapacity in the body, and a lack of control and cowardice in the soul. What's more, luxury breeds injustice because it also breeds greediness. That's Musonius Rufus, Epictetus' philosophy teacher, in his lectures. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. Stories about lottery winners tend to share one lesson. Suddenly coming into a great deal of money is a curse and not a blessing. Just a few years after they get their big check, most lottery winners are actually in worse financial shape. They've lost friends. They've gotten divorced. Their whole lives have been turned into nightmares as a result of their obscenely good fortune. And in fact, there's a funny little story about Musonius Rufus himself in this regard. Musonius is dealing with this particularly obnoxious man who everyone knows is bad and cruel and a liar and deceitful and, you know, all the lists, all run down the list of bad character traits, and he's got them. And Musonius Rufus, noticing this, decides to award the man some money. We don't know the context, but he give that guy some money. And everyone is aghast. How could you reward this guy? He's awful. And Musonius Rufus looks and smiles and says, I agree. That's why money is exactly what he deserves. And I used this entry in today's book to riff on one of my favorite bits of Metallica lyrics. If you haven't heard the song No Leaf Clover, I think it's an unreleased track. It only exists on the Metallica S&M album where they perform with a symphony. But the lyric says, and then it comes to be that the soothing light at the end of your tunnel is just a freight train coming your way. And that's why it's interesting how the most common response from, say, a cancer survivor compared to a lottery winner, the person who went through the thing we all dread and fear, is, was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's funny how that works out, right? The things we think we want, we get and turn out to be curses. The things we dread and fear and try to prevent happening, they inevitably do happen. And we are very often transformed and improved by them. Obviously, this is a bit simplistic. Don't want to make light of anyone's experiences, but I think it's an important way to think about it. The thing you don't want to happen may well be the very best thing that could happen, and the thing that you think you need to happen, that you're mad hasn't happened, that you think you've been unjustly deprived of because it hasn't happened, may be the worst thing that could happen. There's the Oscar Wilde line that, you can get the blessing and the curse is getting everything you want in life. And I think that's what Musonius Rufus was talking about. But I think at the core of it for the Stoics, this all just comes down to character. The person of good character, the person who can act with moderation and balance, who knows what's important, who's got a good set of values. Whether they win the lottery or they get that tragic cancer diagnosis, they're going to be all right. They're going to turn that into something, right? It's the person with the rotten soul, the bad priorities, that doesn't know what they value or why. That's the person who's going to struggle. So instead of trying to get or not get certain things, I think we should, as Epictetus says, just try to make ourselves adaptable to circumstances, try to cultivate the character traits that allow us to endure either a great blessing or a great misfortune. And I think ultimately that's what the Stoics mean when they talk about indifference, that we're good, whatever it is. Do we prefer to win the lottery than go broke? For sure. But we can handle both. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.